This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Love, well, we never seem to get tired of talking about this. You know, it's a strange phenomenon, isn't it? In the name of love, conservative people cast off restraint and rational people make irrational decisions. And those people who never spend a lot of money can sometimes, because of love, spend very generously. So we use love as a concept to describe how we feel towards people or our pets or the things we own, or we love our food and all sorts of things, from cars to cooking appliances. But really, you know, love is a word that is used, abused, it's misunderstood, misinterpreted, and in a world that's dominated by popular media, love's been heavily sort of flavoured with the subtle and not-so-subtle sexual overtones. So with so many variations, how can we know what it is to be a good or a great lover? Well, the CD-ROM encyclopedias tell us that all sorts of things about love. And there's an article that talks about the idea of love being in 770 articles, actually, in this CD-ROM. It appeared more than the word itself appeared more than 1,000 times. Well, can we find a deep exploration of the meaning of love? Well, it talks about courtly love. That's back in the 12th century. That was a euphemism, I suppose, for adultery. And but, you know, we can look in encyclopedias and on the internet, I guess, all day. But when we turn to the Bible, we can find a really meaningful definition of love. It's not considered as a feeling, but the Bible, I think, talks about love more as an action. And as God defines love, love is really about what we do, not what we feel. And I think there's a great statement here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. And if you're looking for, as I was, a definition of love, I think you can go no further than this. Here it is. It says, "Let us stop saying that we love people." I mean, after all, that is easy, isn't it? Let's stop saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions. And there it is, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. It's worth having a look at sometime. So I think it's something that makes sense, showing it by our actions. It's easy to understand, isn't it? So if we are to be great lovers, as the Bible says, our relationship needs to have this deep foundation. It's more than just warm, fuzzy feelings. The Bible makes it clear if we're going to talk about love, we need to base it on what we do. I was intrigued to read that in 1962, a woman called Gladys Kidd placed an advertisement in the San Francisco Examiner. And here's what she said: "I don't want my husband to die in the gas chamber for a crime he did not commit. I will therefore offer my services," she said, "for 10 years as a cook, a maid, or a housekeeper to any attorney who will defend him and bring about his vindication." Now, see what had happened. That Gladys's husband, Robert, was about to be tried for the murder of an elderly antique dealer. His fingerprints had been found on a sword in the shop of the victim. Well, an attorney called Vincent Hallinan heard about the advertisement, and he decided to represent Robert Kidd. And during the trial, he proved the antique dealer had not been killed by the sword, and that Kidd's fingerprints were on it because he'd once toyed with it when he was there shopping. And the jury actually found this man, Kidd, not guilty. Now, Gladys Kidd did not simply feel love for her husband, did she? She was prepared to act it out by becoming a servant for 10, or up to 10 years, an offer actually that was not taken up, by the way. So there it is, a very simple story, true story, that love is not established by a masquerade, but by action. It's based on action, motivated by, I think, wanting the highest good for others. And that will sustain relationships even when the romantic feelings come and go. Eternal Father, Jesus has given us a great picture of brightness and radiance that shows what a God you are. You shine upon our lives, you get rid of the darkness. And as you reveal yourself, Lord, we begin to see how wonderful you are and how we need to open our lives to your beauty. Shine on us, Lord, with your love so that we can not just say we love people, but that we can put it into action, because I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.